Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday was just a really bad day, so I had to stop at Walmart quickly on the way home. And we were having turkey tacos for dinner, so I'm like, all right, I'm just going to grab tomatoes really quickly.
Right.
And there's this woman standing by the tomatoes, and she's screaming to whoever she's with about the price of the tomatoes. So I go, excuse me, sorry. And I, like, reached around her, and I grabbed the tomatoes next to her. And then I guess as I pulled back, I don't know, maybe my arm bumped her.
I'm like the lawyer here, so
okay.
I guess I may have bumped her. Okay, I'm
all right,
writing notes now.
All right, so let's see. How hard could I have possibly bumped someone? But whatever, here we are.
She bumped the woman.
She turns around and she says, excuse me, in that voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah. And she goes, you just bumped into me. And I said, oh, sorry. I said, excuse me, sorry. You probably just didn't hear me. No, I didn't hear you. And she's screaming at this point. So I do what
you don't handle stress like this well.
No, yeah. No, it eats me alive.
Yeah.
So I go into the next aisle and I can't even think about what else I need from the store at that point. I'm texting my husband. I'm on the verge of tears and I let out a bleep.
Yeah.
She didn't hear me though because I was too afraid to say that to her. So then I'm distracted the rest of my time in the store. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to let this bother me. You know, I've been like listening to a bunch of audiobooks,
right,
and like self-help things and podcasts and things like that.
So in these days where everybody could carry a gun, you decided to go back.
I mean, in hindsight, this probably wasn't my most proud moment. So I then know what aisle she's about to head into. So I go on the other side of the aisle and I walk up to her and I said, oh, we just keep bumping into each other. That was my way
Jesse being a smart ass.
I was leveling the playing field.
There
I wanted to see how she was going to come at me. So she laughs. And then I thought,
oh, you could have been buddies at that point.
No.
You weren't done though.
Is my chance to pound. I said to her, you know, it really bothered me when you yelled at me over there. It really ruined my day. And she gets like deer in the headlights and she goes, I'm sorry, but, and I said, I don't need an apology. I'm just telling you, maybe you should be a little kinder to people. And with that, I ran as quickly as I could with my
sprinting. Sparks
go,
coming off the floor.
You go, girl. I've
the
never
bad
run
wheel
so fast
going
in my life.
Back and forth.
I got to take care. I was like, if there's a crazy lady following me, it's definitely because I was running my mouth.
Crazy ladies listening to the station.
It's
right now.
Fine. I mean, it's just one. Honestly, it's one of those things, and it goes back to, I feel like I read a million things on the internet, but I read this article about you don't know what kind of day someone is having. So, you know, yesterday I was in a normal state of mind, but had I gotten there and I was having a lot of stress or whatever, and somebody's just jumping on you for no reason. It was just uncalled for.
It tells you there was a lot of miserable people out yesterday. Miserable.
Full moon or something.
Was it Monday?
Well, we did have the full moon over the weekend. That was the super moon.
Well, this lady has some residual super moon left. Isn't it one of those things, too? If you bump into someone, don't you typically say sorry? I know I do that. I'm an over-apologizer.
Like, me too.
Nikki, if you bumped into me, I would go, ooh, sorry.
No, but I do notice, like, when you're at places like Walmart and stuff, people just stand there in front of looking at, like, 50 things and not move. Like, and if you're in a hurry, like, excuse me, but...
See, now I don't have that problem with people shopping. I have that problem with the Walmart employees that are shopping for people.
Oh,
they just
so
park.
Don't get me started.
They just park those things in the middle of the.
Don't get me started.
Freaking aisle.
When I worked at Wendy's when I was younger, we were taught never to get in a customer's way, ever.
Yeah.
You know, and I like have lived by that. Like, you just don't get in a customer's way. These people are.
And
like,
they walk away
and they justify it by saying we're shopping for other people, for other lazy people who can't go to the store.
Oh, no, that's not lazy.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's lazy.
Okay.
Busy.
No, I wouldn't say that's lazy.
I'm busy and I have time to go to the store.
I do grocery pickup all the time, though. I'm like, all right, place my order, and then I do my grocery pickup at the grocery store on the way home. And
okay, spoil Brett.
No, it's free. Are you kidding me?
But back to the little old lady whose day you made at that point. Are you guys now friends? My quick question, though. When you get out to the car, how many times did you look at the door and see if she's coming out?
I could not get my groceries into the car fast enough. And I thought she was following.
Guess I'll never see you in the Pittston Walmart ever again.
Never again.
Was she a little old lady or was she a...
She was like a middle-aged woman.
So she would have taken you in a fight.
Oh, she could have killed me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.